For our meditation, let me just simply remind you of a paragraph from our Confession of Faith. And it's a paragraph that lays out the purposes for which the Lord gave us the supper. This is from chapter 30, paragraph 1. And I think it will be very helpful for you in your meditation and in remembering Christ as we do in this moment. Remembering the offering of himself and his death. It's very helpful to contemplate the purposes for which he gave us this supper. The paragraph says, "The supper of the Lord was instituted by him the same night wherein he was betrayed." Let that feed your soul. How we can be tempted to evil speech when we are betrayed. How we can be tempted to return evil for evil when we are betrayed. How it can come out in our words. But our Savior, even on the night that he was betrayed, instituted the supper. On the same night in which he was betrayed, he gave us this. Behold his love, contemplate, and let your soul be nourished with his love and his faithfulness. To be observed in his churches unto the end of the world, for the perpetual remembrance and showing forth the sacrifice of himself in his death. He gave us the supper also for this purpose, for the confirmation of the faith of believers and all the benefits thereof. So, saints, take, hold the cup, taste the bread, taste the wine or the juice, for the confirmation of your faith. He really did die in your behalf. He really did take the penalty and the sacrifice of himself in his death. He gives us these reminders to confirm our faith and all of the benefits that he has purchased for us. He gives us the supper for our spiritual nourishment and for our growth in him. And then the paragraph says this, and this is very helpful. He gave us the supper for our further engagement in and to all duties which we owe to him. In other words, the supper is an encouragement for our obedience, strengthening our faith, confirming our faith in him, but also strengthening, therefore, our obedience to him. For here his love is preached to us. His love is preached to us. His faithfulness is preached to us. How he bears with us, how he loves with us, how he forgives us. These things are preached to us in the supper, and that can be for the great strengthening of your obedience to him. We have spoken much today of our obedience to our Lord. Perhaps you need strengthening for those things. Perhaps you need help. Feed upon the Lord in this moment. Feed upon his love. Taste his body. Taste his blood. That is to say, feed your soul upon the benefits that have been procured for you by this. Feed upon him for the strengthening of your obedience to him in these hard and difficult things that we've had to cover. And then finally, there's this other purpose, and how appropriate given today's message, that he gives us the supper to be a bond and pledge of our communion with him. That's probably something that you think of always in the supper. It's a bond and pledge of your communion, of our communion with him. But it's also a bond and pledge of our communion with each other. As Paul described it to the Corinthians, we are one loaf. Do you know why we are one loaf? Do you know why we have this unity? We are one bread. Because we partake of one bread. We are one. Because together we partake of the same one Savior. Our communion with each other. Let's pray together one more time and then we'll take the supper. Heavenly Father, we have before us these symbols that our Savior ordained and approved for special use. And we pray that you would help us in our hearts as we hold the piece of bread and as we hold the cup, that you would help us in our hearts to set these things aside for holy use. We pray that you will grant to our hearts that we confess can be very weak and frail. We pray that you would help our hearts to have a sincere and joyful and thankful remembrance of Christ in this moment. Heavenly Father, help us to be feeding upon our Savior and all of the benefits that He has purchased for us. Help us in our souls to be contemplating and rejoicing with the thought of justification and the thought of adoption, being welcomed into your household. Help us to be thankful for your work of sanctification and for your promises of glory. Heavenly Father, we express to you our thankfulness for sending the Son. And to you, our King, our Savior, we thank you for coming. We thank you for your willingness. We thank you for your work. We thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for your life. We thank you for the offering of yourself and your death. And we rejoice in your resurrection and your ascension, and you being seated at the right hand of the throne of glory at this moment. We give you thanks and we express our joy. We pray, strengthen our confidence today. Strengthen our faith and strengthen our repentance. And to you, Father, and to you, our Savior, we pray, send your Holy Spirit. We pray that the Holy Spirit in this moment would be as a river poured out, flowing from the throne of glory, that life in us would be strengthened, that life in us would be renewed. To you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we make our appeal. To you and you alone, we offer our worship, and we pray for your help in this time. We do pray these things in Jesus' name and by His merit alone. Amen.